Continuing on with the all-local episode of Metal Shop, and we've got another band in the studio.
Yeah!
Welcome, awesome. Welcome to the Metal Shop Studios, a band from Seattle called Substratum. What's up, dudes?
What's going on?
Yo, what's up? Bro.
See, I've been having this pronunciation problem with bands all night. Is it Substratum? Substratum?
Substratum!
Okay,
you
good.
Got it right the
I got
first
it right
time,
the first
though.
Time. That's a first.
We were talking off air how you guys are kind of the representation of traditional heavy metal here on the show tonight. That's awesome.
We're glad to be that, for sure.
Yeah, it's an honor to hear that. I mean,
before we get into anything, let's get the basics down here. Let's just go around the room, say your name, what you do in the band, and maybe if we know you from any other projects at all.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead. You start, Lane.
Lane Storley. I play bass. I was in a band called Balgaron back in the day. I know you guys have spawned a couple of tracks in the past. So.
You guys have left the stain here a couple times.
Yeah.
Welcome back, dude.
Rock and roll. It's Eric Smith. I am a drummer, and I used to play in a project called Rowan, but this is a little bit more serious, man.
Cool. Awesome.
Hell yeah.
Max Nazaria and I, rhythm guitar, and I'm probably the newest member of the band. I've been in the band for about a year now, so...
Right nice. On.
Yeah, man. My name is Johnny Haynes. I play lead and rhythm guitar, and I used to be in a band called Tasty Licks.
Tasty Licks. That is badass. Yeah. And you guys are also missing one member who is down in California watching a live show this weekend, right?
Yeah.
Our singer, Amy, she's down seeing Exciter right now. So she
Exciting.
Sends, she Rocking sends out her hails.
That is awesome.
Well, that's a pretty damn good excuse.
Totally. So... you guys a Seattle band, a Tacoma band? What is like the set that you like repping
Rep
right
set.
Now? What,
yeah,
what
right
set.
Here.
Set? Yeah, Seattle.
Cool.
Well, you guys, are you all in city limits?
Yeah, we are actually.
Local?
Yeah,
as you get.
Actually, like all of us grew up here.
Cool, well.
True Seattle band here.
So how long has I was just going to ask you, how long has Substratum been a band now? Here in 2016, how long has the run been?
We have been a band since about November of 2013.
Okay,
yeah.
So coming up about 3 years, right?
Yeah.
Excellent. So, okay, let's find out how, like, what got you here? What was the moment? Because everybody has that moment where they see a music video, see a band, some jerk older brother is, like, trying to corrupt you. What was the moment that you're like, I got to get involved with metal or being in a band?
Well, for me, it was like, I always liked heavy metal and always wanted to play music. Even as a little kid, I remember the first thing that I ever wanted to do when I was a little kid, when I was 3 years old, after listening to Pearl Jam, was I told my parents.
Oh, could be worse.
We all have a starting point.
It was 3 years old. It was Go by Versus, off of Versus, and I told my parents I wanted to be a rock and roll star. And
they were like, oh, little Lane.
Yeah, they were like, oh, that's nice. But I grew up and I loved heavy metal and stuff, but the one song that sticks out of my mind just being like, that's what I want to do and that's who I want to be is after hearing War is the World by Manowar.
Oh, yeah.
It was just like, I get it now. Like, it just all clicked with me and I haven't turned my back since.
Yeah, that's a good one. And that makes a lot of sense for all the times you've drunkenly called Metal Shop requesting Manowar.
Connecting the dots.
It's all coming together now. What about the rest of you guys? Did you guys just kind of gradually fall into it?
Or I remember the first record that I got that really made me love metal. I had GNR.
Yep, there you go.
I was a pretty young man, and just the inside of the opening up the album sleeve, and it was enticing to me. And
just straight rock.
I just wanted more of that, you know. But
GNR's back now.
Yeah,
you gonna go see him?
Maybe if you can fork over like $300.
I mean, you know,
everyone's like, I don't know.
No, no one has that kind of
special
money.
Place in my heart for GNR.
Hey, and if you really like Axl, you can go see him sing for AC/DC now.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. You know, that's
for another $450.
That's a little outside of the price range of musicians.
You got to cash in your trust fund, dude.
Well,
it's the only way.
I wish I had one.
Exactly.
Maybe someday.
Yeah, dude, you guys are gonna make it big. That's the way.
That's the idea.
Well, there you go. You know, if you make it big, I'll be able to afford to go see GNR these days.
There you go. Get your record label advance and just spend it on concert tickets.
Sure. Anything to help out Axl, you know, he needs to go to Trim Spa or whatever.
Yeah, he needs some help, dude.
He needs the help.
He'll be all right.
Before we jump into your song, we want to mention you guys are going to be playing with another one of the bands we've had here on our episode, Children of Seraph. You guys are going to be opening for Primal Fear and Luca Turilli's Rhapsody.
That's right.
It's going to be coming up May 8th at El Corazon. Day of the week off the top of your head.
It is
remember?
A Sunday.
It's a Sunday?
It is all a right. Sunday.
Yes. Ah, the Lord's Day.
Ah. Mm-hmm.
You will be worshiping the metal gods.
Righteous.
So, cool.
Let's do it.
Go see them on May 8th. Let's jump into the first song. It's going to be By Any Means.
This is like your heaviest song?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
And this first is coming in. So. This is off the upcoming demo. This is Substratum, the all-local episode of Metal Shop.
Oh,
back here on Metal Shop. It is the all-local episode, Substratum in the studio. We just played By Any Means off their upcoming demo. They're going to be playing May 8th at El Corazon with Luca Turilli's Rhapsody, Primal Fear, and Rhein, as well as Children of Seraph. So that's very awesome. We definitely need to make it out to that show and support the local metal. Very cool to have you guys in the studio.
And now you've played with both Rhapsodies, right? Or you will have.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Both versions.
So you guys were mentioning that you're all from Seattle. You all grew up in this area. Can you, like, tell us one way that being from the Northwest has shaped you guys as a band or as musicians?
I would say just having, you know, you grow up and you only see the stuff that's getting a lot of rotation, you know, a lot of the 90s grunge stuff. But when you start, like, diving into it, there's, like, such a rich back catalog of stuff for metal and rock, you know, like, going back to the early 80s that...
Yeah, there's a little bit of everything right
now. It's a gold mine, really. And, like, once you, like, discover it on your own or whether your dad got you into it or whatever, it's, you know, you go down the rabbit hole from there.
And we're happy to bring you down that rabbit hole tonight here on the all-local episode.
Oh, it's a deep hole, baby.
Right on. Well, you guys play around a lot. You guys would be playing El Corazon, but I know that there's a lot of other DIY venues in this community that you've played at. What are like, your favorite venues? What do you consider your home base?
Probably the Highline on Broadway, and
yep,
also
Capitol Hill.
Also the Kraken in the U District.
Yeah, the Kraken, they treat us really well.
Kraken's pretty great.
Kraken's pretty awesome.
Yeah. And lately, I want to say specifically when we played at the Substation in Ballard, and they're kind of a new outfit. It's some of the same people that used to work at the 2-Bit before the place shut down.
Gotcha.
And it's a great venue, great stage, nice roomy place. It's clean, you know, their bartenders are nice. Yeah,
for now
it's clean.
Because
we only
new.
Played there once. But, you know, they're really great, and they deserve a shout-out for sure.
Yeah, my band has a rehearsal room in the building next door to that. I've never seen an actual show there, but we always wander in at, like, 3 o'clock and start drinking G&Ts. And
yes.
There's always, like, some crappy DJ playing. I still want to see, like, a legit show there.
Oh, yeah, it sounds good. The sound there is really great, too.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, absolutely.
The sound on the stage is really good.
Stiff drinks, too. That's what I do know.
Oh, yeah.
So let's see here. What are some of your guys' favorite bands from the Northwest? We're trying to give some shout-outs also. Like, the whole point is to shed a little light on other bands in the Northwest. So,
oh, besides Heart?
Nope, that's it.
That's it.
That's the only band we need.
I don't know. I'd say, you know, Queensryche, Metal Church, Q5.
Q5, like everyone should check out.
Yeah, Q5.
Rail.
Q5. Rail.
Rail.
Yeah. Rail.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
That's awesome.
Hell yeah.
Forced Entry.
Forced Entry, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Most definitely.
And do we want to talk local bands from right now or just...
I don't know, from all time, dead or alive,
I
guess.
I want to give a shout out to Nasty Bits.
Oh, yeah, Nasty those guys Bits. Are awesome.
Yeah, we played with them at Substation, actually, and they were they blew us away.
Nasty Bits or
yeah.
Tasty
Hell
Licks?
Yeah. Nasty Bits.
That'd be a great
Believe
split.
It.
That's awesome.
Speaking of splits, you mentioned that you guys have a split coming up with Skeletor sometime in the next year or so.
It's should be coming out this summer.
It better be before the year's over.
Yeah, it's coming out on Swords and Chains on a 7-inch, and
yeah,
actually, our singer Amy guest vocals on one of their songs, and it sounds killer. So keep your eyes peeled for that one.
We'll keep them. Right on. Well, we're going to go into the second song here off of your upcoming EP. It's called Last Voyage. Anything you want to say about this song or anything you want to say to the Northwest before we let you go?
And also, where can we find you online, or if we like these jams, where can we get them?
Substratum-Seattle@bandcamp.com.
Right.
Yep, right.
Or Substratum Seattle.
What?
Just Google Substratum.
Just Google Substratum.
Yeah, Substratum Metal Seattle kick ass.
Yeah. And it'll be on a tape soon on Swords and Chains, like you were saying. Yeah. So
BandsThatRock.com.
Go see these guys with Primal Fear, Luca Trilli's Rhapsody, Children of Seraph, Rhein, May 8th at El Corazon. It's a Sunday. You have no excuse not to go. Gentlemen, let's play one last song here. It's going to be Last Voyage. Any last words from the Northwest audience?
Rock and roll.
Keep her true.
Cool. Thanks, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Substratum on the all-local episode of Metal Shop.
Yeah.